This is Ted Kennedy. After years of ideological controversy, federal support for the arts and humanities is returning to normal. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Edith Leash of Mount Rainier, Maryland, who listens on station WGMS in Washington, D.C., asks about the fate of the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Good topic. In the Bush and Reagan years, you right-wingers politicized those agencies and almost destroyed their important role in encouraging scholarship and the arts. Now President Clinton is putting them back on an even keel. He's nominated the respected actress Jane Alexander to head the Arts Endowment. The Senate has just confirmed Sheldon Hackney, former president of Penn, for the Humanities Endowment. Even old Al Simpson broke ranks with the right-wing PC Brigade and voted for Hackney. Good move, Al. The endowments may have small budgets, but they have a large impact on the nation.
I surely agree, Ted. The Endowment for the Arts and the Humanities should continue to receive full funding. But our general listeners must know one thing by now. As a nation staring eyeball to eyeball with a $4.4 trillion debt, no federal program's fate is certain. Sad, but true. Ted, I deeply believe in the expression of artistic freedom. But, Ted, I also feel the taxpayers should have a good idea of where their money goes. Certain photographs or works of art that may be morally offensive or obscene shouldn't simply be brushed aside as mere annoyances to the effete elite. Ted, performing in a symphony orchestra means understanding how each and every instrument is used to blend the most magnificent result. So next time you arrogantly bash the so-called religious right, remember, they're part of this great big orchestra called the United States of America. Don't rudely tune them out. It's discriminatory. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.